Welcome to the Shiv in Ibn Ezra Parshas Yisrael. Ibn Ezra has a lot to say on the Aseret HaDibros, which of course are a main part of the Sedra this week. It's interesting because ordinarily the Ibn Ezra tends to be rather terse and laconic. He doesn't really speak so much. He tries to minimize, you know, his comments to really the bare minimum. And when it comes to the Aseret HaDibros, we kind of see he goes all out. He has tons and tons to say, a tremendous arichos. Ibn Ezra starts off his comments on the Aseret HaDibros in Perakov Pasuk Aleph with the statement, Yesh She'elos Koso, the Parsha Zos. Right? There are many, many difficult questions when it comes to the whole Aseret HaDibros. And when he lists off the series of questions, among the questions which he focuses on, which again is obvious to anyone who's going through the Chumash, is the fact that whereas in Parshas Yisro we're given one version of the Aseret HaDibros, if we look a little bit further in the Chumash in Parshas Vayechanan, towards the end of the Chumash, where Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life tells over the story of how Klal Yisrael received the Torah at Sinai, and he there gives a listing of the Aseret HaDibros, there are several significant differences between the Aseret HaDibros, the way they appear in Yisrael, versus the way they appear in Parshas Vayechanan. Right, we don't have to go through all of the differences, but one of the outstanding differences, as we know, is when it comes to the fourth dibur, that of Shabbos. Right here in Parshas Yisrael, we have the phraseology: "Zochar es Yom Shabbos l'kadsho." Remember Shabbos to keep it holy. The Parshas Vayechanan, a very, very different phraseology: "Shomar es Yom Shabbos l'kadsho." Guard Shabbos in order to keep it holy. So how does one reconcile the fact that here's the Zohar, there's the Shama? So right to Ibn Ezra is follows. I'm skipping through the very, very big arichos that Ibn Ezra has at the beginning of Perichot, just to try to pick out certain points which I think are worthy of mention in the short time that we have tonight. So, Kashir Chitasru the Divrei Chazal Ma'amru Al-Kocho, when we look in the words of Chazal, says the Ibn Ezra, how they reconcile the Zohar here and the Shomar in Vayechanan, as we probably, many of us know, Masana Sha'amru, Zohar v'Shomar v'Dibor Echad Ne'emru. We find a Chazal say that the words Zohar and Shomar were uttered at the very same time. Right? A miracle took place. The Ribbono Shel Olam uttered simultaneously, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kasha, Shomar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kasha. Says the Ibn Ezra, the Zeh HaDibor, Kosha, Mikola Kushios Shehulamu Kasher Aforish. To be honest, says the Ibn Ezra, this answer of Chazal on the surface, the idea that Zohar and Shomar were said at the same time, is even more difficult than all of the questions which I pose about the differences between the Dibros, the way they're presented in Yisrael, versus the way they're presented in Vayechanan. The Cholila, Sheomar Shelo Dibru Lechona, says the Ibn Ezra, and it's important to underscore this point because one can lose sight of this in all of the things that Ibn Ezra is going to say, so I just want to underscore this. Cholila, Cholila, God forbid, Sheomar Shelo Dibru Lechona, God forbid that I should say Chazal were incorrect in what they said, that Zohar and Shomar were said at the same time. Because certainly our understanding pales in comparison with the understanding, the wisdom, and the insight of Chazal. Right? It's very interesting to compare the statement with other statements we've had from Ibn Ezra, you know, throughout the Shirim that we've had together, because certainly the Ibn Ezra doesn't hesitate to say a pshat in pasuk which is against the Drashim of Chazal when he feels that it's appropriate. We talked back in Sefer Gracious about how the Ibn Ezra, it seems, had different understandings of different types of Midrashim. Some Midrashim he understood were a Kabbalah from Chazal, but this was part of the Torah of Al-Peh that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. In other words, let's say for instance, if Chazal tell us that Yitzchak was really Sarah. So, okay, you're right. If I read the Pshat, I wouldn't necessarily come to that conclusion. But if that's a Kabbalah, the Chazal had, that that's, you know, when the Rav Shalom gave to the Tzaddik of Mashra there in High Sinai, he said, by the way, just want you to know, Yitzchak is Sarah. All right, so there's nothing you and I can say about that. That's not a Drash, that's a Kabbalah. If, on the other hand, Chazal and the Midrashim have what to the Ibn Ezra is a certain understanding or an opinion, Chazal themselves, we're not saying that they got this as a Kabbalah from Har Sinai, and there, at least in Agadic issues, Ibn Ezra feels that if you come along, or you come along, one comes along with the Bar Ochid, and he has a chat of his own to understand what the Pasuk is saying a little bit differently. So that per se, you know, to say chat in a Pasuk against the Medrash of Chazal, where the Medrash was not given the Kabbalah, that Ibn Ezra doesn't have a problem with. It's interesting to contrast that with what he's saying over here. Chalila, God forbid that we should argue what Chazal is saying in Zachar v'Shamar, the Dibur Echad Emru. Why is he so afraid to argue? After all, Ibn Ezra argues in countless places against the Drashma of Chazal. It would seem that Ibn Ezra felt that this statement of Chazal, the Zachar v'Shamar, the Dibur Echad Emru, is a Kabbalah. In other words, this is part of the Parashat of Baal Peh that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai, that Zachar v'Shamar was said at once. Right? And if Chazal is saying that, it's not that Chazal is saying it could be, maybe, this is our understanding. No, we have a Kabbalah that Zachar v'Shamar was said at the same time. Good, okay, but still, says the Ibn Ezra, I have a hard time understanding what that means. The problem is, not that we disagree with what Chazal said, Zachar v'Shamar was said at the same time. Chas v'Shalom, what they said is 100% correct. We don't have the right to argue on what they said. However, people in our generation, especially in Ezra, take Chazal at face value without understanding what they really mean. Okay, so what do they really mean, right? So he goes on to say his father, saying, hey, Ken, it's not, you know, what you think they mean is not what they necessarily mean in actuality. Zachar v'Shamar said at the same time, you know, really, really speaks to something other, something else entirely. What does it mean? So, a little bit further on, he makes the following statement. Let me explain to you what Zachar and Shomer is all about, this idea that they were never without that. Da, what's really important and what is consistent from place to place are not necessarily the words, but rather the meaning. In other words, as we're going to see in a few moments, Ibn Ezra says, I can quote you, but I can paraphrase. I can repeat what you said. Inexactly, I can paraphrase what you said, and within certain limits, it's still considered as if I'm relating that which you said. I am relating what you said accurately, even if I change a few inconsequential words here and there. For instance, Yitzchak Avinu said to Esau, come and bring me delicacies in order that my soul bless you before I die. The Rivka Amar LeYaakov Shishama. Rivka tells Yaakov, "I heard your father saying, I will bless you before Hashem before I die." Same idea. It's a paraphrase, but it's not an exact quote of what Yitzchak Avinu said, at least the way we have it in the Chumash. But was Rivka lying, Chalila? No, it was Rivka was paraphrasing. She was quoting Yitzchak, but you know she was paraphrasing slightly what he meant to say. Right. So, he explained to Ibn Ezra, Matam Lahosif L'Fnei Hashem, since Yitzchak Avinu himself didn't say, I will bless you before Hashem, what did Rivka mean to say by adding that Yitzchak said, V'avarechacha L'Fnei Hashem L'Fnei Mosi, I will bless you before Hashem? He didn't actually say those words. Hatshuva Hiyazah Yitzchak Navi L'Hashem, Rivka knew that her husband Yitzchak was a Navi, Now, bracha shivarach the derech nevuah, the bracha would be given as the nevuah, the prophecy. Alkein amar Yaakov l'tnei Hashem v'hinehi k'mo mefareshes tam habracha. She added the words l'tnei Hashem to say that the bracha was given the nevuah. In other words, Rivka was not simply quoting, she was also interpreting. She was bringing out the deeper meaning of Yitzchak's words. Yitzchak said, I'll give you a bracha. Rivka explained to Yaakov that Yitzchak was intending to give a bracha with Nei Hashem with the power of Nevuah. That's not misquoting, that's just bringing out the deeper meaning of what it is that Rivka herself meant. Now he writes as follows. With regard to the Aseret HaDibro. Kacha also Moshe. Ki Aseret HaDvarim HaKsuvim V'Parsha Azos Dibrei Hashem V'lo Tosefes U'Migras V'Hem U'Vadam HaKsuvim HaLuchos HaBris. If we could excavate the Luchos and look at the Luchos and see what version of the Aseret HaDibros is on the Luchos? It says that it's an Ezra Avada, the version which is on the Aseret HaDibros is the version which is in Yisrael. You will not find the version in Vayis Hanan on the actual Luchos. The actual Luchos say what it says in Yisrael. And he says, Lo kasher omar hagon, kizokahu beluach ha'echon v'shomah beluach ha'sheni. He quotes a Gon, probably means a Sad Yisrael, who says that Zohar, you know, the two versions of the Aseret HaDibros, you know, the one from Yisrael, the one from Vayis Hanan, were each one on the two Luchos. In other words, we know that there were two Luchos. What was the difference between Luach Aleph and Luach Beis? So we're all, you know, we're all used to coming into Shul and just figuring, okay, so the first five Dibros are on the first Luach, the second five Dibros are on the second Luach. It's not cautious that that's the case. The Sadiazon says no. Yisrael, all ten in Yisrael were on the first Luach, and all ten in Vayis Hanan were on the second Luach. Says Ibn Ezra, nice idea, but I don't think that's correct. Ibn Ezra, he was a pastor, he was a simple Yid, he just went with, you know, whatever we have over the Arum. Right? So, the ten Dibros were on the Luchos, five and five, and the version that were on the Luchos are the version that are in Yisrael. Hi, so what's the version in Vayis Hanan, which is so different? So he says, Aseret HaDvarim HaKsuvim V'Parshas Vayis Hanan in Divrei Moshe. The Aseret HaDibros that in Parshas Vayis Hanan were Moshe Rabbeinu's interpretation of Parshas Yisro to the people. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Vayis Hanan is bringing out the deeper meaning. He's saying a pirush, on an explanation of the deeper meaning of the Dibros, the way they appear in Yisrael. The Araya HaGmurah, Shisham Kosu, Parmani, and Tashir Tzimcha, Hashem Elokecha. We find the phrase in Parshas Vayis Hanan in the Dibros, which we don't find in Yisrael, Tashir Tzimcha, Hashem Elokecha, as Hashem already commanded you. The way that Ibn Ezra understands that phrase, not like many other Mepharshim, but the way that Ibn Ezra understands that phrase is that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the 40 years, is looking back in retrospect and saying, you should keep Shabbos. Hashem said, keep Shabbos. And then Moshe Rabbeinu adds, as an aside, as Hashem already told you. You should be Mechaved of Va'im, as Hashem already told you. Right? That phraseology implies that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one presenting the Dibros in Vayis Hanan. And although, again, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu's own, you know, the ideas that he made up that were not given to him by Hashem, everything was revealed in Pi HaGvurah, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu's presentation and interpretation of the Dvar Hashem, as much of Sefer Dvarim is, again, according to many Mepharshim, a presentation that comes through Moshe Rabbeinu to a greater extent than the first five Chumashim. So he says, the Da, ki the Acharis Malach HaRosh, who has the Chira, V'hamakom mekol nishmeret haksuros. He says, you know, the memory is in the back of the head. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the 40 years is talking about how he remembers the events of Maimon Har Sinai. Right? He's talking about a memory which is 40 years old. And as such, you know, it's not the actual events as they unfold, which are described in Vayis Hanan, but rather his presentation of the events the way they were at that time. Yeah.
if each one of the integros, if each set of different words is important, on both neutrals, if you want to have a neutral number of times, why do you want to pick, you know, exert just the show of and versus the subject, the Shem Shach? Why do you take that one over, let's say, the Shach? You could have used a different paraphrase for the Shach, and you could use, you could have used the
So hold on. Let's see if Ibn Ezra continues to explain. All right. So again, let's just summarize what we have till this point. Says the Ibn Ezra, the actual revealed text of the Aseret HaDibros is what we find in Yisro. Hashus was Chanan is Moshe Rabbeinu explaining the deeper meaning of the Aseret HaDibros, which again in context makes sense. Yisro is describing the story with the way we say it today in real time. In Yisro, the Torah is actually being given. In Vaishana, Moshe Rabbeinu is reflecting back 40 years later, this is what happened, and Moshe Rabbeinu is, so to speak, upheishing. In other words, he's explaining, he's giving an understanding for Klal Yisrael as to how to understand the Aseret HaDibros. So in other words, according to the Ibn Ezra, right, and he's going to speak this out in a little bit, when Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai, they heard, Zachar es Yom HaShavos L'Kasha, the way it appears in Yisro. So where does Shlomo come into the picture? And how does this fit in with what Chazal say, the Zalk of the Shlomo, the Dibur Echodem, which the Ibn Ezra makes the point of saying, I don't dispute that, I just have my own understanding as to what Chazal meant when they made that statement.
Can you explain why in the time of Mr. Bear said is because of the Messiah,
right.
And the Pirate Sister is because of the Messiah?
Right, 100%. So he does explain that. We'll see how much time we have to get to everything tonight. I wanted to start with Zachar v'Shamo because that's the most obvious of the, I think, the most obvious of the differences. So he writes the following. What's that? I know for a fact that the Ibn Ezra did not sing L'Chadol. Right. I know for a fact that he did not sing L'Chadol. Right? So neither did Chazal. So I guess we're okay. Hinei ha-zechira kolelet ha-shmira. You should know that zechira, remembering, includes shmira, which means guarding. And here the Ibn Ezra begins by telling us, shomer es yom ha-shabos v'kadsho is simply a pirush, it's an explanation of what zachar es yom ha-shabos v'kadsho really means. And he goes on to explain his promise. The term zachar, Shiyizkor kol yom eze yom hu mea shavua. So what is Zachar es yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho mean? It can mean a lot of things. Remember Shabbos to keep it all in. Okay, what does that mean? So says to Ibn Ezra, the poshut of Shabbos, the simple explanation of Zachar es yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho, is to mark every day of the week and make sure you know which day it is, so that you'll know which day is Shabbos. If I don't know today's Thursday, it's going to be hard to know which day is Shabbos. Right? And therefore, he says, the kol ze'avur sheyishmar hayom hashvi shlo yaseh bo melacha. The reason that you do zechira, and as remember, keeping track of what day it is, Shofar has a case, the Gemara has a case, but a guy's lost in the desert. And he doesn't know what day it is, right? So, you know, if he doesn't know what day it is, how does he keep Shabbos? So, again, however he deals with that particular case, it's not always, you know, so cautious to know what day it is. The first thing is keep track of what day it is. When you keep track of what day it is, you'll be able to be shomer, to shomer as Yom HaShabbos for Kadosho. So, mineira, v'hinei tam ha-zechira v'hashmira. The goal of Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. In other words, when the Ribbono Shel Olam reveals in Har Sinai, I want you to count the days and make sure you know what day of the week it is, right? And people ask themselves, why is that? It's in order that Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is for the purposes of ensuring, with the best way that you possibly can, that Shabbos is going to be guarded. V'kasher omer Hashem Zachar hezinu kol hashonim kitamo kumo shomor. The people heard physically, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kashto, but they understood that the purpose of Zohar was Shoma. And it's therefore Ki'ilu, the Vat'achas Ne'emru. That's what Chazal means, says the Ibn Ezra, that Shoma of the Zohar, the Dibur Echa Ne'emru. It don't mean it in a miraculous sense. They mean it that although the word which was actually uttered was Zohar, Chazal Yisrael were able to understand that the meaning of Zohar ultimately is really Shomer. The purpose of remembering what day of the week it is in order to keep Shabbos. So Chazal are 100%, 1,000% on the money when they say Zohar the Shomer Dibur Echa Ne'emru, but you just have to understand, says the Ibn Ezra, what that actually means. Let's speak about this a little bit, because there's a lot to discuss over here. We'll start a little bit now, and then we'll probably have the opportunity. We'll definitely have the opportunity. We'll see how far we get, you know, after Midas, to continue a little bit. The Shlomo of Vilna, who lived a long time after the Ibn Ezra, he lived during the 1800s, is the Dayan in Vilna, and I assume he probably did say Lachadoti. So the Shlomo of Vilna in the Tshuva asks, what's the yisod, what's the whole idea of saying Shir Shalom every day? Why would we say Shir Shalom every day? So says the Shlomo of Vilna, one aspect of saying Shir Shalom every day is to fulfill on some level this idea, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kasha, remember Shabbos to keep it holy. Wait, because it's Thursday, that's Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kasha? Yeah, because by marking Hayom Yom Hamishi L'Shabbos, right, and by introducing the Shir Shalom with that particular terminology, it's a way of reminding myself of Shabbos every single day. According to this Ibn Ezra, we can say perhaps even more simply, along the same lines that Shlomo Vilna is saying, that the very fact that you consider it to be Thursday, forget about saying Hayom Yom Hamishi L'Shabbos. Even if you just got up and said in English, today's Thursday, right? Today's Thursday, tomorrow's Friday, the day after that is Shabbos, right? Even just keeping track of the days of the week is on some level of fulfillment of Zohar as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, according to Ibn Ezra. For that reason alone, the Shir Shalom makes sense as a way of forcing us to keep track of the days of the week. I once had a chaver who said, you know, tongue in cheek, there's only one part in Shacharis that you really have to have Kavanah for. This is Shir Shalom. Right? The rest, you can go on autopilot. But once you get to the end of davening, you know, you have to stop at least for 2 seconds to think of this day. Monday today, Monday, you know, you have to be able to know which Shir Shalom you're going to say. Let me emphasize, he did not mean it seriously. He was saying it tongue in cheek. Right? Don't go home and say, you know, I went to a shir because Mincha Mayim. But as I said, you don't have to have Kavanah for any part of davening other than Shir Shalom. But the truth is that, you know, in the humor in that, it is bringing out on some level the point of the Ibn Ezra. Chazal was concerned about making sure that we keep track of the days of the week, something which, again, in our society, we don't appreciate how big a deal that is, because we have, you know, we have calendars and all kinds of things keeping track of every movement. Right? You walk around with a phone, you know, somebody somewhere is able to track where you are at any given minute, and whether you're shifting a little bit to the left or shifting a little bit to the right, it's a little bit scary how well we could be, you know, tracked in a modern day world. But, you know, once upon a time, it wasn't so cautious that you could keep, you know, that a person would automatically keep track of the days of the week. There's a mitzvah to keep track of the days of the week. That's Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And that Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho leads in to the idea of Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Now, the truth is, the Ramban, in his comments on Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, says something somewhat similar. Al Derech HaPshat, says the Ramban, in commenting on the Lasha, on the Mitzvah Zohar, on the Pasuk Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, what's the nature of the Mitzvah? Says the Ramban, if you want Hoshi the Pshat in what Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho means, you know, Chazal has many Roshas, the Mitzvah Kiddush is learned out from Zohar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, but if you want just Hoshi the Pshat, says the Ramban, it's Amru Shi Mitzvah Shenizkar Tomi Beyond L'Chol Yom, it's HaShabbos. On every day, we have to remember the existence of Shabbos. Shalom Nishkachenu, You shouldn't forget Shabbos. The Lord, you probably follow the Shara Yomim. You shouldn't confuse Shabbos with other days. He was Zachreyo and so called it. He's from my If we're constantly thinking about Shabbos every single day, it will be a constant reminder of the Ma'aseh of the act of creation. So, again, this is not exactly the Ibn Ezra, but it's very, very similar to the Ibn Ezra. Keep track of what day it is in order that you should not confuse the other days with Shabbos. That's Zachar is Yom HaShabbos for Kasha. Zachar, Kadesh HaTishmar. Right? That's the way the Ibn Ezra understands the linkage between the Pesukim. As Hashem, we pick up after Meir, we'll continue. We'll see that, first of all, there's a Maharal who writes that the Ramban is very critical of this Ibn Ezra and his chat. We'll see that it's not at all clear that the Ramban, in fact, was so critical of the Ibn Ezra and his chat. We'll continue with that, as Hashem, when we pick up after Meir. The Ramban of Hashem, Omer Rav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Zachar to himself, Tikkun Hirbul and Torah Mitzvah, Welcome to the second half of the Shir Ibn Ezra, the Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Yitro. Just to summarize briefly what we saw in the first half of the Shir, so the Ibn Ezra is bothered by the differences between the Aseret HaDibros, the way they appear in Yitro, versus the way the Aseret HaDibros appear in Bas Hana. Specifically, he mentioned the Zohar, the Shamar, and Yitro talks about Zohar as Yom HaShavos Bekadsho. In Vos Hanar, it talks about Shamar as Yom HaShavos Bekadsho. And what the Ibn Ezra basically developed to answer that question is the following idea. Says the Ibn Ezra, the literal revelation of the Aseret HaDibros are the words that we have in Yitro. Parshas Vos Hanar, Moshe Rabbeinu 40 years later, recounting the way that the Aseret HaDibros were given, and explaining and adding words of interpretation to bring out the deeper meaning of what the Aseret HaDibros actually means. So, to take the example of Zohar Vishamar, the Rabbanu Shalom actually conveyed to the Jewish people the word Zohar is Yom HaShavos Bekadsho, which means remember every day what day of the week it is, keep track of the days of the week so that, you know, you should know which day is Shabbos. The purpose of Zohar Yom HaShavos Lekadsho is in order that Shamar Yom HaShavos Lekadsho, the purpose of remembering and marking the days of the week, is in order to ensure that we'll be able to be Shomer Shabbos without any problems. So Shamar Yom HaShavos Lekadsho in Vos Hanan is an interpretation and an elucidation, if you will, of the word Zohar Yom HaShavos Lekadsho the way they appear in Yisrael. That's the real shot. What Chazal mean when they say that Zachar v'Shamar and Dibur Echad Nemru, that Zachar and Shamar were said at the same time, not in a supernatural sense, in his understanding, but rather just simply in the sense that the word Zachar implies everything that's implied in Shamar. So Ibn Ezra goes on to say that this way of looking at things also accounts for the other differences between the way the commandment of Shabbos appears in Yisrael versus the way that it appears in Vos Hanan. One of the things that's very striking about those different presentations of the mitzvah is what is the reason for keeping Shabbos. Right? And in Parshas Yisro, we're told that the reason we have to keep Shabbos is Kisheshus Yomim Asa Hashem Et Hashemayim Et Haaretz Et Hayom Et Kol Asher Bo Mayorach Hayom Ashvi. God made the world and everything in it in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So in other words, it harkens back to the night of gracious. And in contrast, very noteworthy contrast, so in Vos Hanan it says that the purpose of not doing a melacha on Shabbos is that the Zohar talks the Eved Oyisro Be'eretz Mitzrayim. You should remember that you were a slave in Mitzrayim. Ayotziyacha Hashem Elokecha Mishom B'yorcha Zohar B'zorah Mitzrayim. And God took you out of Mitzrayim with tremendous power. So which one is it? Is it my Sebeshtis or is it Tzias Mitzrayim? It could be both, but it's odd that it would be mentioned in one place one way and in the other place it would be mentioned the other way. Right. So here's the Ibn Ezra's take on how you explain the two different reasons. lo chutzach Moshe lahaskir b'shemis pound kiseshes yom in Hashem Hashem. In Vartanen, remember, Moshe Rabbeinu is recounting but also explaining. So he's basically talking to people who already basically know, you know, they experienced it. It's not they, their parents experienced Maimon HaSira. They know what happened. They know that the basic reason behind Shabbos is Maisa Gracious. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to go into that again, says the Ibn Ezra. They already know the basic concept of Shabbos. And in fact, when the Torah says in Parashas Vayetzana that you should keep Shabbos, Hashir Sivcha Hashem Elokecha, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you, the implication is you already know the basic idea of keeping Shabbos and the basic reason for keeping Shabbos. So we need not repeat that. Uba'agur Shashem Siva Sheishkol Ha'eved V'Ha'ama V'lo Pirish Hashem Lama Zeh. However, it wasn't the pasuk in Yisrael speaks about not only should you rest, but even your non-Jewish slaves should rest as well. So why should they rest? I don't understand. I mean, they're not obligated in mitzvos, you know, to the fullest extent that it's Jewish. Why would I assume that they should have to keep Shabbos as well? Well, Pirish Hashem Lamazeh. Pirish Moshe Tamo V'Omer Hazeh Shetzivcha Hashem Sheishkol Ha'Eved. V'Avur Shetizkor Shehoyitzo Eved Kamobi V'Nitzayim Ha'Yiftecha Hashem. It has a tremendous chiddush that the idea that we rest on Shabbos in order to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not a reason for Shabbos in general. It's a reason for a very specific aspect of Shabbos. Why is there a mitzvah to ensure that our avodim don't do any work on Shabbos either? That's because we were avodim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Right? But it's not an explanation for the concept of Shabbos in general. It's an explanation for a particular detail within the laws of Shabbos. It's a tremendous Kiddush. I mean, the Gemara says in Sfachim that a fundamental aspect of Kiddush is to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned that, we say in Kiddush, no, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The simple interpretation seems to be that Shabbos itself is a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the Ibn Ezra's understanding, Shabbos isn't so much a remembrance of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but Shvitas Avdo, you know, the fact that the Ezra has to rest, that's a reminder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Right, you know, on the surface, the Ibn Ezra's interpretation is not really going to cover that, unless you want to say, in a kind of broader sense, you know, we can appreciate what it's like to work and to be freed from work. So not only are we, you know, commanded to ensure that our slaves are not going to work on Shabbos, but even our animals should taste the taste of freedom on Shabbos, you know, because we should appreciate that. Right? Maybe it's an extension of the same idea. Again, he doesn't say that, but you know, perhaps we could surmise as much. We commented before that the Ramban actually has a somewhat similar interpretation of Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kasho. He says, Aderech HaShab, right? In other words, the Ezra says, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kasho means, keep track of the days, remember which one is Shabbos, right? The Ramban we saw also has a similar interpretation where he says, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kasho is to mention every single day of the week, you know, to have Shabbos in mind, throughout the days of the week. The Ramban also touches on the idea that Zohar v'Shomer was said at the same time, and this was later on in the Ramban, the Terech Chav Pasuk Zayin. He also references that with Chazal say Rabbi Seinu Amru Bazeh Zohar v'Shomer v'Dira Echad Me'emru. Right. So what does that mean? Ha'kavana Lahem. Again, I'm quoting the Ramban. What Chazal meant to say by that is Ki Zohar Nitzis Hasei Siva Shnitzkar Yom HaShavos. The Shomer as well mitzvahs lo sa'aseh. Zohar means to do something positive to remember Shabbos. Shomer means to refrain from doing things on Shabbos. The Ein Roi L'Moshe Shiachlis Divrei Hashem mitzvahs aseh lo mitzvahs lo sa'aseh. It doesn't make sense, it's not appropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu to change the words of God So that in the first presentation of the Aseret HaDibros, it's talking about the positive mitzvahs associated with Shabbos, and then Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the negative mitzvahs, now what not to do on Shabbos. Other changes, says the Rambam, between Yisro and Bar Tana are not so significant, but this change from Aseret to Lo Aseret is significant enough that Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't have done it on his own. Hence, that's what Chazal means, that Shizachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Emru, that they were said together. It's not totally clear what the Ramban means to say as to what Zachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad actually means. I think one can certainly suggest that the Ramban may actually hold of a pshat not so different from that of the Ibn Ezra, that Shizachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Emru means that both ideas are implicit in one statement, not necessarily that both statements were literally made at the same time. Both statements were literally made at the same time. It would be rather difficult to discern them and to hear what was being said. But rather, Zachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Emru, the Rebbe Shalom was teaching Klal Yisrael that Shabbos has both positive and negative aspects. That's what Zachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Emru ultimately means. Why do I say this within the Ramban? Because the Maral Prad in Tiferes Yisrael, the 43rd chapter, claims that the Ramban violently disagrees with the Ibn Ezra's interpretation of Zachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Emru. And he bases this description of the Ramban on the following line. Right? The Ramban, after giving his explanation of what Zachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Emru means, he says, "Hatam hazeh lo yisbol oso elamisha eino rogil b'talmud." This idea can't be absorbed unless someone is not used to learning Gemara. What does he mean by that? So the Maral claims that what the Ramban means by that is that this idea that Zachar and Shomer could literally be said at the same time could not really be absorbed by somebody like the Ibn Ezra, who wasn't such a big Talmud scholar. That's the way that the Maral understands the Ramban. You know, the Ibn Ezra, he wrote a Chumash, he wrote Shmiros, very, very nice, but you know, wasn't such a Lambda. So, you know, just because you write Shmiros, it doesn't make you a Lambda. So, you know, okay, so somebody like the Ibn Ezra could come along and not understand how Zachar v'Shomer could be said at the same time, but, you know, anyone who really knows how to learn, you know, understands how that could possibly happen. Right? And, you know, this would be, you know, according to the Maral's understanding of the Ramban, this would be a backhanded dismissal of the Ibn Ezra. The Chaim Dov Shavel, who wrote the classic notes on the Ramban, points out that he did an exhaustive study of various manuscripts of the Ramban, and one manuscript of the Ramban he found the following. We have Hatam Hazeh Lo Yispol Oso Elamisha in a Rogel the Talmud. In other words, this explanation, you know, the inability to understand how Zachar and Shomer could be said at the same time, you know, could only be said by somebody who doesn't really understand Gemara. Says Rabbi Shavel, I found the manuscript of the Ramban where the word she'eno, someone who isn't, was crossed out and replaced with the word shehu, somebody who is. So in other words, this manuscript is saying, the Ramban was saying, only someone who really understands Gemara well understands this. What does that mean? So again, I'm not 100% sure, but it could mean that what the Ramban is actually saying is what the Ibn Ezra said, that Zachar v'Shomer v'Dibur Echad Emru really means that both, you know, not that they were said at the same time, but that both concepts are simultaneously true. They heard one thing, but they understood both aspects at the same time. I understand that the average person can't necessarily get that that's what Chazal could have meant, but I'm telling you, if you know how to learn, you know that when Chazal say X, they oftentimes mean Y, and you have to delve a little bit deeper into Chazal to really get the full understanding of what it is that they mean.
So read on how you how do we answer to the morale in that light way?
Not for that. I know that you have to answer for the morale for the following reasons. The morale is based on a reading of the Ramban, which is not a correct reading. In other words, it's based on a view of the Ramban, which is simply not correct. So, again, the morale certainly has the right to argue on the Ibn Ezra. Morale claims that the Ramban also argues on the Ibn Ezra, but Rabbi Chevelle points out that that's based on a certain manuscript of the Ramban, which may or may not be the correct manuscript.
Yeah, I just want to go clear, saying that Quentin Ibn Ezra, the second group of
Ibn Ezra holds that both the first Luchos and the second Luchos had exactly the same text, the text from Yisrael. What Eschanan is, it's not the second Luchos, but what Eschanan is Moshe Rabbeinu's retrospective interpretation of what's in Parshas Yisrael. And, you know, all of the differences is Moshe Rabbeinu, in a sense, catching up, you know, he's explaining. He's giving his own perspective and his own, you know, commentary on what it is that the Ribbono Shel Olam meant when he revealed the Aseret Hadin.
As you say, other in the Parshim think that the words from the Chana from the second Luchos.
Yeah, that is a possible way of understanding, or that they were both chiseled. We talked about before they were both chiseled on the Luchos simultaneously. Right, that Yisro and Chana were both there. Yeah. So that's a clearly whole lot like that, but that is a possibility to explain in that fashion. Okay, that's what we'll pick up next week. I hope next week we'll be back Wednesday night, and we'll see everybody then. This might have been a kasha. Only Rosh Hashanah is Baruch Hu Zachus. So we'll pick up people on Torah Mitzvot. Shnei Ma'ar Adonai Chofetz Ma'asim Kayar Gitzar Viyanti.